We're going to change gears a little bit. I'm talking about beginning farmers and ranchers, which are part of the local food system. Ironically, tomorrow at a different conference, I'm giving a talk on a lot of the same topics that we are in this session. But I'm going to be talking about training the next generation of farmers in the Sierra Nevada foothills of Northern California. And what we've learned over a decade of training beginning farmers. So I'm going to give you a brief agricultural context of Placer and Nevada counties, talk about our beginning farmer training, the results of several surveys of beginning farmers, and some lessons learned. So our agricultural situation in the foothills of California is quite different than a lot of the rest of California. We have very small-scale commercial family farms and ranches, many of which are mixed operations, most of which are less than 20 acres of production. We have a very wide range of crops, tree and vine fruits, vegetables, ornamentals. As far as livestock goes, we probably have pretty much every species that's raised commercially. Most of the production is direct marketed within our local food system. We have a very vibrant local food system, very high demand for local products. But we also have very high land and production costs because we also lack ag infrastructure. So for beginning farmers and ranchers, building to an economically viable scale is a real challenge. So as far as beginning farmer training, we started doing beginning farmer training in 2004 in response to a growing demand from residents of the area who wanted to start small farms and ranches. And that is about the time that our local food system became something of interest. People started having more interest in buying local. So that's a large increase in the number of would-be producers. We, like everyone else, also have an aging farm population, slightly less than the 60.5. Ours is 59.5 is the average age. And one of the key things is that most of the new farmers have no ag experience, no agricultural education, very little concept of what is really involved in being a farmer. So they need training, information, mentoring, pretty much everything. Annually, we offer two beginning farming academies, and those are 20-hour, very intensive trainings over a weekend. It's sort of evolved over the years into that. That seems to be what works best for new producers and for us. We also offer a six-week-long farm business planning course, which generally people take 1 to 3 years after the beginning farming training because we require that they have production costs and sales numbers in order to analyze their businesses. And we've been lucky enough over the last 5 or 6 years to have funding from the Risk Management Agency, and we provide mentoring for a year for each of the graduates of the Beginning Farming Academy who come from our counties. We are rather unique in California for cooperative extension that we offer this beginning farming training. So we have people coming from all over the state to the training, but we can't offer mentoring in other places because we don't know all the farmers. We also do farmer-to-farmer networking breakfasts monthly, generally from October through April, and that helps bring the community together as well. So what are some of the key training elements? Number one is local producers are part of the training team. We have a number of local producers that we've worked with for more than a decade, and they are as integrally involved, as technically knowledgeable as the farm advisors, and we believe that that is critical to the success of our training. We have also evolved to very small, intensive training courses. We limit most of the classes to 15 or 16 people so that there is a lot of peer-to-peer interaction among the experienced producers and the beginning farmers and among the beginning farmers as well. And we also make sure that it is reality-based, because our experience with beginning farmers is it's a dream, but there's not a lot of real knowledge and grounding in it. So our producers share their experiences. Many of them share their numbers, share the things that they wish they had known in the beginning. And we focus on marketing, farm economics, and building to scale. We also offer complementary on-farm husbandry and production workshops, which build skills and help networking among the farmers, because we believe that fostering community among the farmers is essential to the viability of the local farming system. Without a new generation coming from farm families, there's no generational transfer of agricultural knowledge. So it has to come from the greater ag community. So those experienced farmers interacting with beginning farmers is a critical part of it. And the other piece of it, which we've learned over time, is that it's critically important for success and economic viability to help the new farmers understand what a viable scale is for an operation. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. So in 2012 and 2014, we conducted a couple of surveys of the participants in beginning farming courses, actually from 2004 to 2014, the typo. And just from this, what I want you to get is that although there were a number of participants in beginning farming, particularly in the beginning, a lot of the folks decided they didn't want to farm. So our responses were fairly low, 23%, 39%. But we felt that that is also a good thing, because it prevents people from spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and then realizing they're not going to do it. The good news is, of those who responded in 2012, about two-thirds of them are still farming, and in 2014, about three-quarters of them are still farming. So what we were looking for with these surveys is to gather some demographic and farm scale information. We were also looking to assess the training itself. What was the most important information? What was the information they used? And also try to understand what the challenges, the obstacles were for these beginning farmers. So in some cases, the data could be aggregated. In others, it didn't fit that way. So here I have both the 2012 survey and the 14 survey. And I want to point out a couple things to you. One is, look at the 21 to 30 age group in both of them. A very small percentage, less than 15%. And even the 31 to 40 age group, 20%. So you're looking at 35 or so percent under 40. Then look at the 51 to 60, and you're looking at 40-plus, 50-plus percent. That's a little disturbing, because people over 50 are going to have maybe a 10-year farming life, so we're going to have a new problem in a decade. I included the gender primarily just because people ask about it. It is pretty much evenly divided. It very much depends upon the training and the cohort, but generally you're looking at a pretty fair division. Another thing to look at is the acreage, and look at the under 5 acres, 72% in 2012, 88% in 2014. That is, again, a big issue for economic viability, especially since we know from experience you need at least 10 acres for an economically viable vegetable operation and 12 to 15 for an orchard operation. So 5 acres is not an economically viable operation for a full-time income. Then the last line, the crops and livestock, yes, it adds up to way more than 100%, actually more than 200%. So they're very mixed operations, which again, for economic viability, is an issue. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Okay, some of the responses, challenges in getting started, The top two, financial resources and time constraints. A lot of these folks have another job or a part-time job, hoping to move to a full-time job on the farm, and that's not an easy thing. Labor is also a constraint. We have no agricultural labor pool in the foothills, so labor is generally family labor, and if you can find skilled agricultural labor, you're really lucky. Market research, finding markets, fourth constraint. Access to land in our area is not a huge issue for crops in general. The 13.9% is higher than normal, and when you look at the number of people doing livestock, that's where the issue is. Finding adequate, contiguous, irrigated pasture land for livestock is an issue. And most of the farmers are going into sheep, goat, cattle production as opposed to more intensive livestock operations. So, results again, three most important things learned: marketing skills, how to do market research and information, about 60%, production planning and crop selection. That's also about growing for market, growing what the market needs as opposed to what the particular farmer wants to grow. Economic and financial planning, about 51%, and knowing what is realistic, 46%. And this word cloud is just the comments that went along with this, getting an idea of the importance of some of the things you see: markets, marketing, production, business, profitable planning, etc., as the larger words in that word cloud. What about the information that they used most in the operation? Again, going back to marketing. By the end of this training, people are pretty clear on how to do market research, the importance of knowing where you're going to sell your product before you plant it, before you put hose on the ground. And resource assessment is knowing what you have access to, and making a plan for how to get what you don't need, what you don't have. And then understanding production costs. That's a pretty critical part of it, because most beginning farmers think about the production. They don't think about what it's going to cost, what kind of income they're going to get from their sales. Another area that we looked into was their networking and support systems, and clearly they got the understanding that they needed to work with other farmers. 75% of them reported increasing their social interaction with other farmers, 57% sharing their farming and ranching techniques, 46% asking for help with problem solving. Some of that may be the mentoring, but it's also beginning farmer to beginning farmer. And only 10.7% said their networking had not improved since they had been through Beginning Farming Academy. So, key question: does your farm generate a profit? 80% said no, and for a variety of reasons. They were just starting, they had high costs, not enough time, scale, not enough production, probably a proxy for scale, so those really should be grouped. The 2012 Ag Census says that 24.8% of Placer, Nevada farms are profitable. That may be skewed because there's a lot of hobby farms included in that census. It is not necessarily just commercial farms. The good news is, by the time people go through the farm business planning, 1 to 3 years later, 60.7%, almost 61% say their farms are profitable, and they actually understand what that means fully, having been through the farm business planning course. We also did a survey of the farm business planning, but I didn't include that because about a third of those folks are not beginning farmers and ranchers. So, what have we learned over this time? Diversification does not increase profitability for our small-scale producers, because they don't have economies of scale, The more different crops or different livestock you have, the less efficient you can be, the less systematized the farm can be. If you're changing from harvesting tomatoes to harvesting carrots or lettuce, that takes a lot of time. There's not a lot of efficiency in that. So we've gotten to the point where we say you need a half acre of a single crop. If you've got 4 acres, you need to have 8 crops in a maximum. Building to a profitable scale is difficult. Again, the constraints are the high labor cost, the lack of capital, and ag infrastructure. We don't have a lot of ag infrastructure in Placer, Nevada. Then there's the issue of full-time income from the farm versus the necessity of off-farm income. From our business planning research, we know that it takes $150,000 to $220,000 gross farm income to get to the median income of $34,000. And that range depends upon the crops or livestock. So that's something that is a very rude awakening to many beginning farmers, how much money they have to gross on the farm in order to have at least a median income. So, other lessons. Most farmers focus on production, but the reality is they need a business perspective to be successful, which is why we focus on building the economic and marketing skills. The reality base is critical. That's often one of the things people cite that was the most eye-opening to them, what the reality was. And we focus very much on local market opportunities and conditions. And as I said before, we integrate local producers in every aspect of training. And the collaborative and participatory approach gives the trainees more realistic expectations. And again, the focus on building the agricultural community through mentoring and networking. So thanks to all my colleagues. The first couple lines are producers, my colleague Roger Ingram, fellow farm advisor, and the RMA risk management agency that has funded our projects. And I have about 1 minute, one question. Nope, okay, we will move on then.